Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Oh, I gotta do some Mobcraft Brewery blues for the first story. I'm gonna have you chime in on this one. Just Mobcraft beer. Milwaukee-based craft brewery, known for its crowdsourced beers. The brewery opened in 2011 at House of Brews in Madison, then moved to Milwaukee in 2016. They announced yesterday via email that November 30th will be the last day for Mobcraft Brewery. They'll go out with a big party, and all are invited. But according to the email that went out to its Liquid Gold League from Henry Schwartz, who's the president and CEO of Mobcraft, he simply said, "I've got some news. The wild ride of Mobcraft as we know it is going to be changing in the coming month. We've reached the end of the runway as a company, and we're going to be forced to close our operations and sell off our assets." He continues, "We are in negotiations to be acquired by another brewery and will most likely be winding down operations as Mobcraft at the end of November, then selling the business to new ownership shortly after." Steve, I know you've had a lot of...
Longtime friend of Henry over there. Yeah.
What circle of life here, or just like, hey, he powered through as long as they could?
I think both. And what this really is telling me, I think this is the first of several we'll see on the craft brew side, just because of how that's sort of playing out in the community right now. Not just our community in Milwaukee, but across the country.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he goes on in his email to say that profitability had been declining. They looked at some new locations, launched a couple new locations, had to close down Denver.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a tough business for sure, but hopefully he'll be able to sell the assets. The space will be converted.
Yes.
And reborn into something else.
You haven't heard the last from Henry. I'll tell you that.
All right. Very good. Let's go. Number two, let's go from beer to wine. California-based Uncork Wine Festivals is bringing its wine tasting festival back to Wisconsin for the fourth year in a row. It's this weekend. It's been at many different venues across the area in its first 3 years, the Domes and other venues. But this weekend, it will be at the Harley-Davidson Museum. Attendees will get to explore the museum after hours. You get to sip on a bunch of different wines from dozens of different wineries. There are two sessions. Early admission is $85. And another plan, the general admission, is $70. It starts at 8 p.m. Napa Cellars, Stone Street Estates, Iron and Sand, and a bunch of other national wineries, as well as some local vendors, are a part of this event Saturday at the Harley-Davidson Museum.